from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
I like it. I'm good with that song. I think it's very, very, very good. I was singing it all weekend long because Who wasn't watching the men's game on Saturday, right? Did you see the number 19.5 million people watch that game on Sunday or Saturday afternoon? 2:30 Eastern or Central time, Central. And 3:30 Central, Eastern, whatever the hell time zone we're in, right?
Paris time.
Oh my God. Yeah, what a great start time in Paris too. Like a 9:30, you know, game. You get your drink on, get your dinner done, and you get over there and you watch that game. And it turned out to be an epic game. And obviously Steph Curry was just amazing and wonderful. And, you know, I mean, just astonishing, amazing. Really watching Steph in the last two games. But, you know, I just couldn't get the theme song out of my head. And about like, you know, halfway through the game, my wife is like, please stop singing that song. And that's kind of when the wheels in motion went to work.
Oh, yeah. And then what happened?
And then what happened is I contacted about 15 people and had them all send my wife that song, including Dusty.
Mm-hmm. And I let it wait a little bit. Because I know Jen's personality, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to look like I'm the good guy, even though I've just, we just started doing this show. I was like, yeah, I'll be like the good guy. Waited, and then Bob sends me a text, says, oh, man, it's awesome. It's glorious. Everyone is sending her just version of the song. Yeah. And then I sent her the Saturday Night Live one, and she goes, I hate you.
Yeah, it was so good. Like I was trying to get people to record like voice memos of them just singing it, but then people just started sending any video they could find. And like the John Tesh Live at Red Rocks where he explains the song, how he called his phone and left the answering. She messes back in the day, great. And then like Tesh in that horrible suit that he's wearing starts like dribbling a basketball very poorly, and then you know he kind of came up with a song. So I think there's about 15 people or so sent her. It was fantastic. Amazing. Every minute or so, ding ding, here comes another. She's like, enough, stop. And you know when you tell somebody like me to stop, you know what that's going to make, right?
It's the
opposite effect, exactly. And so all weekend long, I just couldn't get that song out of my head. It's the best sports theme song of all time, and I'm not even a basketball fan, and I love it, and it gets you in the right mindset. It gets you fired up, and boy, the guys waving the American flag over the weekend sure did a hell of a job out there, crushing the French dreams and winning that gold medal. What a great weekend for the United States men's basketball, and they did exactly what they needed to do to capture people like me who aren't real basketball fans. I became a big-time fan over the last 2 weeks watching these Olympics and watching these guys play. I love the FIBA style of basketball. Even my wife said, she goes, I really like this. The games are quick. I'm like, yeah they are. 10-minute quarters, and they roll through them, and you know, you're done in 90 minutes. These games were over in 90 minutes. I'm like, this is the way to go. This is great. It felt like it was a free-flowing game. It felt like it was a fast-paced game. It just felt like what I've wanted to see in basketball in quite some time. They don't gum it up. It doesn't look stupid. There's not 1,000 reviews at the end of the game and fouling and all that stuff.
No rewarding the flopping.
You know, all that's like, it was great, man. Like, the United States men's basketball team made us proud. They were awesome. And God, Steph Curry became a national hero overnight, didn't he? Whew, Steph Curry. Man, he's still hitting shots.
Durant. Back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker, exclamation point.
He's a bad boy! Night!
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
And I think that was the best part of the entire audio, because I'm going to be honest with you guys. Bob, I know you say you're not the biggest basketball fan. I love it. I've enjoyed watching Steph do this throughout his entire career. And they showed a graphic at the end of the game where it was his first four games of the tournament. Pretty just, you know, nonchalant, not really anything appetizing. And then that last game, 8 threes. Four of which came in like the last 2.5 minutes. And the thing that was great to watch is every time the French team did something of positivity, it was, oh, here comes Steph, or here comes LeBron with the backup three. Yep. Boom in your face. You get to six, back to nine. Get to six, back to nine.
Yep.
And then there's a three at the end of the game where the double team happens. He throws over the top, hits it. And then you see the raw emotion come out, because look, I thought the best thing ever was when they interviewed Steve Kerr at the end of the game. They said, hey, man, silver is the only medal, or getting a silver medal for any other country is considered a success. For the United States, it was considered a failure.
Yeah.
And when you're that good, you have that much talent, and you play a French team that is up on the come, you know, there's a chance that in 4 years from now in Los Angeles, you will see the rematch.
Yeah.
French team, United States team. And again, in 8 years later, you're going to probably see another rematch of French team, United States team. So this is, to me, one of three in a row that we'll see for the gold medal game, United States versus the French team. One of the first three legs, the United States has won. Yeah. And buckle up, because, yeah, Steph Curry's probably not going to be here in 4 years. Somebody else will be. Will it be Anthony, or will it be Anthony Edwards? Will it be maybe Jason Tatum's turn to be the veteran that hits the big shots? You never know. But like you said, a great weekend. Perfect timing on a Saturday, 2:30, got you really ramped up, and then all of a sudden there was about an hour break, and then it was Chiefs-Royals and all that sort of thing. So I think there was a lot of us wrapped in the flag for the gold medal game, and like you say, there's not a lot of people that in this area might be the biggest basketball fans, but they will be when it gets serious. So they watch the Final Four, then they watch the gold medal game, and all of a sudden it's like they're all tuned in. They're like, okay, this is nice. Yes, it's different than the regular rules of basketball, but this was one of those games where you were watching this gold medal game.
It was different, but it was better than the regular rules of basketball, Dusty.
And the best part about it was we got to see classic Steph.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so good.
That's one of those things that lets you know that when you are an anomaly of an athlete and you are that damn good at your sport, yeah, that's going to tick her off, right? Like, Mahomes, when he's 34, won't be the Mahomes that he was when he was 27.
Of course not. Yeah.
Call me obvious there. Right. But there will always be
there's somebody going right now. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. There's no reason he's going to slow down.
Fair enough. You're entitled to your own opinion.
Yeah.
But there will always be those moments throughout his career where it's like, ooh, that was vintage Mahomes. Just like in that game, that was vintage Steph. Four threes in the final 3 minutes of that game that were dagger after dagger after dagger. Yep. And then you see how jacked up he was, and then they called themselves the Avengers.
Yeah, right. It was wonderful, man. Like, if you weren't fired up for that game and excited about that game, then I think you're missing what sports is about. Watching that game, and really the Olympics over 2 weeks, I thought the Olympics were phenomenal, guys. Mm-hmm. I thought from start to finish, from opening ceremony to closing ceremony and everything in between, it was a spectacular 15 or 16 days in Paris. Like, L.A., buckle up because you got a big act to follow. That closing ceremony last night, you know, the national anthem for the United States after they passed the flag was, oh my God, maybe the best anthem I've ever heard. And then ending it with My Way, like the entertainment was phenomenal. The whole thing was just spectacular over there. And what I gathered out of these last 16 days with the Olympics is that's what the sport is really about, that raw emotion. Like it's one thing to win a Super Bowl, you know, the World Series, all that kind of stuff. When you see these guys and gals representing their countries and winning gold medal for their countries and the raw emotion in every sport of the folks who win the medals, it was just that's what sports is all about. That's why we became sports fans. And I think we saw that in basketball on Saturday afternoon. Those are the moments, those are the games, those are the things you look at and you go, that's why I love sports. That's what's great about it. And what's also great about it is that they had an opportunity to market their sport to the casual of casual fans. And I thought basketball knocked it out of the park. On the men's side, the women's side is a different story. We'll get into that. What they could have had and what they didn't have are remarkably awful. But like what the men's side did and marketed all their stars to folks who aren't hardcore basketball fans, they hit a home run. And that's why, to me, if Major League Baseball doesn't allow its stars to play in the Olympics in 28, they're missing the boat in a big time way. That is the greatest marketing opportunity you can have for your sport. And if Major League Baseball didn't see that over the last 16 days with basketball, I'll tell you what, Major League Baseball will never learn how to market a player because their guys would become household names. You want to tell Bobby Witt a household name? He plays for 2 weeks in the Olympics for Team USA and everybody rallies around him. Baseball, wake up. Don't mess this thing up, man. Let these guys play in the Olympics.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. 19.5 million watch the game, 12 million watch game, two of the NBA Finals, a five-year high.
Yeah.
11.3 million was the average viewer per game.
So that tells you how dialed in America was to this. Like, oh, yeah. I saw a tweet from a media columnist Richard Deitch, and he was like, holy crap, look at this number. Like, almost 20 million people on a Saturday afternoon in the summer sat down and watched that game. Man, how do you capitalize off of that if you're the NBA, right?
Right. I mean, I think there was just a lot to be seen in that because I think there's two different storylines when it comes to the viewership. One is, probably not going to see this team play in 2028, at least probably like most of the starters, like Steph, LeBron, probably not going to be on that team.
You don't think LeBron's still going to be around? You think you get Bronny on the American team and then he'll?
Bronny's worried about making it in the NBA. Yeah, but I did like LeBron.
You want me to play for Team USA? Bronny needs to be on the team.
I did like LeBron wearing the puffy gray beard to kind of give it, like, oh, so old when I did the last one.
That pass that he had was pretty damn sick, too, around the side of his body, right between defenders into the paint.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was also interesting that Kevin Durant has four gold medals. LeBron has three. So I did a little bit of research as we were talking, discussing a couple of buddies of mine. Like, how does LeBron not have five gold medals?
Yeah.
Took 2 years off.
Ah.
Took the year off after they won with the Cavs. He was like, I want to rest. He got the Cavs their first NBA title. And then the next year, he rests an ankle injury. Right. So LeBron James literally could have four NBA titles, five gold medals. Is one of the most decorated men's basketball athletes of all time.
Tremendous. He was just tremendous. And Kevin Durant was pretty good, too.
He was. Yeah, he was great. LeBron on 2028 Olympics. I can't see myself playing in Los Angeles in 2028, but I didn't see myself playing in Paris in 2024. But four years from now, I can't
What's
see
What's he,
it.
38 in 4 years, right? He's 34?
No, he's 39. Right now. He's about to turn 40 years old.
Oh, he's that old already?
He's about to turn 40.
Oh, my God. He's not playing at 44.
Not a chance.
No, exactly. Yeah. The fact that he's playing now is incredible.
Yeah. He could be the coach.
I didn't realize he was that old. He doesn't play that old.
No, he doesn't.
God.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about LeBron.
Yeah. Steph and KD will be 38, 39 in 4 years.
And so let me ask you this, just total sidebar. Like, everybody that complains about the load management stuff in the NBA, which is a legit complaint when you're spending money to go to games, you want to see the stars play. But we've seen LeBron James play until he's almost 40 now. Maybe the load management thing is good.
Like, maybe you're right.
Tuesday in Milwaukee, I think I'm going to sit this one out. I want to play in the Olympics and win gold for America. And I got to save my body. Like,
how dare you?
God, how good was that men's basketball team? Guys, like, seriously, like, I can't say enough superlatives how awesome those 16 days were watching the men's basketball. I loved every minute of it. And that's, again, coming from a non-basketball fan, that's why it's so important for baseball to do the right thing. And it's July 14th through the 30th in 2028. The All-Star breaks right in that period of time. Shut down down your sport for 2 weeks. Yes. Nobody's going to miss it. We're all going to be paying attention to the Olympics. You'll get lost in the Olympics during that time if you're baseball. So just shut it down and let the big leaguers play in the Olympics in 2028. If they don't, they're missing out on a big-time opportunity.
Speaking of missing out on a big-time opportunity, the women's team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two of the biggest stars in the WNBA, probably two of the most talented players in the WNBA, don't make the roster.
The two most famous women's basketball players in America today.
One was at a Yankees game.
Right. And the other, I don't know what she was doing with her
hanging
time.
Out, hanging living out, living life the best way you possibly do it. But we can talk about that a little bit later. But I thought it was interesting when you look at the USA versus France, because I was talking about this earlier. This is the Olympic rivalry for the next three Olympics, counting this one and the next two. And I know that the French kids that were drafted, I think, what, there was three in the top seven in the NBA
three
draft
top
this
six,
year?
Yep.
Top six.
Where is Mbappe picked?
Real Madrid. And to me, this is great because what do we love most about sports? Well, we love rivalries in sports. Well, in the United States is the biggest, you know, the French announcer called him Devil Curry.
Yeah.
You know, then that audio just disappears into the oblivion on the Twitter sphere, the X sphere. But this is what it's all about. This is what makes you want to watch sports, right? There is no rival to the Chiefs.
No.
Now, maybe other people say, oh, we hate the Chiefs. That's your, their
That's
rival.
Your,
there's
yeah.
no real rival for the Chiefs. So there's real no, like, Broncos-Chiefs rivalry, Raiders-Chiefs, whatever.
Royals haven't had a rivalry since the 70s.
Fair point. Although I did have some St. Louis Cardinal fans text me on Friday night, like, ah, Royals look like they're a really good team. And then, like, the next night, I was like, so where you at?
How's your house over there in St. Louis? Is it stuffed with Provel cheese and fried ravioli? Because you guys aren't so good.
Kind of like both of those things.
You may not be here long if you continue that.
Well, I guess I can't like things that Bob doesn't like, and otherwise I get kicked out of here.
That's right.
Noted.
Okay, well, I guess if I had to get fired because I like Provel cheese and fried ravioli, I guess I can run away with that. So how come it didn't work at Fesco? Well, apparently I like fried ravioli and Provel cheese.
Yeah,
I had to get lost.
You're gone.
But no,
too sympathetic to St. Louis.
Yeah, we see the emotions from Wimby, right? Cries after the loss. Yeah. Love that.
Oh my
sort of
God,
passion.
How passionate was that?
Amazing.
Too
Love that.
Right?
Still
incredible.
A kid. That shows you that.
Yeah.
And that
shows it matters.
Right. That's like, well, in 4 years from now, I won't let that happen again. Well, good luck. You'll be in LA.
Like, he thought he was going to win that game.
Of course.
That's what that told me.
But but of course. And that's the mindset that you want. Like, I mean, welcome to the NBA now,
exactly.
too. Spurs fans got to be excited watching Wemby have that kind of emotion after that type of game.
To have that at 20 is incredible.
Yeah.
20
years
old.
It was tremendous.
In your home country.
Yeah.
And then you had the Dream Team. The Redeem Team, and then LeBron called it.
There's the Dream Team, Redeem Team. What's this team?
The Avengers.
Okay.
There you go. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had different superheroes unite to take down the big bad wolf of French team, which they're not as talented as you, but it was the home team, the home crowd, everybody was against you.
Yeah.
And then it's great to see you become the villain, because as soon as Steph Curry hits that impossible double guarded 3-pointer, it's the night pose
was so good too.
It's that famous like iconic shot that will live on forever.
Yeah,
where
it's now one of the more iconic photos in sports, guys. Yeah. I mean, think about it. In 2 days, it's become one of the most iconic photos,
because behind him is the popular kids in high school was like Draymond Green, Carmelo Anthony, Scottie Pippen, all those guys that were standing, and then for some reason Jimmy Fallon got invited to the party.
Right, yeah.
I think he just showed up and they're like, yeah, everybody's already drunk enough. You can kick it off. You want to
I like Jimmy
up.
Fallon taking the selfie with the French president. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, was that the French president taking the selfie with Jimmy Fallon?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question.
You know?
But, you know, you look at this team, like, do you think, you said Steph Curry will be 38, 39 next time they play her? Is he on this team? Is he just have a small, I don't think he's on the team.
No, Steph's not on the team.
I don't think Steph's in the NBA much longer. He's accomplished too much. He already knows he's the greatest
shooter
of all
time. What else does he have to prove? Like, that was the icing on the cake for Steph Curry,
was
it not? Like, that was the final, the piece de resistance, to steal a French term, right?
Yeah.
Like, getting that goal. Also, another total just random. How did they get pieces of the Eiffel Tower into the metal? Like, aren't we a little concerned that maybe the tower isn't as steady as it used to be? If we're
maybe
taking pieces,
shaved it a little bit.
I mean, I thought that was weird. Like, they could have showed us how they did that, so we know the tower's safe.
Yes. Tom Cruise got to be careful.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
that was cringy.
Yeah,
did you watch him? Do
I did.
That?
It was great jumping off the stadium. Oh my God,
he's so extra. It's ridiculous.
He just like the way he looked at the camera and then fell off the top and then did the bungee cord and then came in like he was like Jesus Christ superstar to play. I'm like, what are we doing?
What if that rope broke?
He looked like Sandy Lyles from Along Came Polly. That's what he reminded me of. R.I.P. to Philip Seymour Hoffman. Also, Noah Lyles, why does there always have to be a Richard in the moment of success?
Right, exactly.
You want to do what? You want to invite me to an event, a man who has not even been in the NBA Finals in a sport that you don't even care about, and you're giving him a shoe? What are you doing here? Like, why does this guy have to be this guy?
17 days ago, nobody knew who Noah Lyles was.
And now we know embrace, him for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, embrace the Olympic opportunity. Embrace the moment. Don't turn yourself into a heel by saying something like that.
Yeah, like you just want to take shots at the United States basketball team. But again, I thought that was a great performance. I think we were all geared up for Saturday. And I think the best part about it was you got to see the team actually, like, play its like ass off for two consecutive games.
It's everything that you wanted. Like, for people who complain that NBA players take time off, they don't play defense, whatever like fallacies that you want to spread about the NBA. And look, I'll be a big defender of the NBA, even though I'm not a huge fan. For 2 years watching the Spurs and everybody roll through San Antonio and sitting courtside where they did back in those days with the media, they people that talk about this team and this or this league not playing defense couldn't be more false. I mean, these guys are playing their ass off on both ends of the floor. I thought we saw that in this game. They gave their all. Like, it was, if you are a sports fan, there's no reason you can't walk away from that men's basketball game on Saturday going, this is one of the best sporting events I've ever seen. It had everything, man. It was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 636, when they replace pieces during renovation, they use the scraps in the metals.
Thank you.
Okay. I just want to let you know. They took metal from the tip, is what they've said. So, if you want to know where it came from. Also, is Noah Eagle, and this is a serious question, is he Ian's brother?
It's a son.
Son.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So we finally have a one that actually works out.
And Joe Buck worked out.
Joe Buck worked out pretty good.
I'm saying, like, where we have the last name, because we always say, like, you know, Dan Carr is David's brother.
Yeah.
We actually finally got one that works.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I've ruined myself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.